Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I want to, this is something the Lord laid on my heart, and we'll see it, you know, what happens with it. But one of the prophetic words that was given by the headlines is how he saw them, John Paul Jackson, and you can see them at VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, is the NFL postpones all games until the answer is found. And for some reason, you know how much of a fan I am of football, right? And not in the context that I was talking about.
Right.
It's interesting. Well, I'm not saying it's I think they're artists myself. They do, you know, I'll always love a player, even if they're playing badminton good. Anyway, but the NFL, this is the headline, the NFL postpones all games until the answer is found. And this is what I felt like was the Lord said to me was, the whole scheme of the National Football League is about to be uncovered. And I just read to you the headlines that John Paul Jackson saw. Now I want to tell you what I felt the Lord showing me. This is what's going to happen. That they've been covering up for years now. They've known, they've had their reportedly had doctors that they hired to look over their players, which they considered products. And players, I just want to tell you that you sold yourself like a product. You shouldn't let them sell you like that, you know. But in the context of it, and they treated you like property. I remember watching the coach of the Cowboys, the owner of the Cowboys, when a player was walking up to him that was going through tryouts and all during the summertime, and he didn't give him the time of day, didn't say nothing, walked past him like he was dirt.
Oh, wow.
And my heart just broke, and I'm thinking, what are y'all doing to these young men? Just with this arrogance over the product.
Wow. Mm.
You know, it's kind of like, hey, well, the guy didn't make the team. They didn't, he just passed right by him to say nothing to him. And of course, the player said something. And so they've been having their own doctors look over these players and saying, you're fine. You're fine. But all along, they weren't. They're getting their heads hit. Think about it. You step off of a curb and you throw something out. If you have a 300-pound player, 200-pound player hitting you directly on, and your brain gets knocked around inside your skull with a little bit of saline fluid, and they're knocking, bruising your brain, you're going to have dramatic brain injury.
Yeah.
No doubt.
You're going to have, but for years, they've just been not saying anything about it, but I just feel like it's about to be uncovered. I feel like it's about to be uncovered, and when it becomes uncovered, that litigation, the transference of wealth, if you would, the litigation is going to be so big to be able to bring some sort of justice to the players who were told they were okay. You understand, they're telling you, if your doctor's saying you're okay, you really believe you're okay until you're not anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck with other doctors telling you there's something wrong with you. Then it contradicts with the hireling, the reported hireling that's there. And so imagine all these players now taking all these owners to court and suing them for wrongly injuring them and hiring doctors to give them false medical reports for their own personal financial gain. You're about to see a transference of wealth, possibly.
Wow.
But I definitely see this headline coming to pass. And this was the headline that John Paul Jackson gave. NFL postpones all games until the answer is found.
Mm.
And you think about it. If it's dramatic brain injury, they understand one more game means one more lawsuit.
Mm.
One more bump in the head means one more lawyer showing up at our office filing a suit against us successfully. Wow. Because we have all this bad history of hiding all these injuries.
Mm. Wow.
And so it just says stop the madness. You know, it's going to cost us. It's already going to cost us everything.
Wow.
And so I just really feel in my heart, I'm sensing in my spirit that possibly is going to be the fulfillment of that. We'll see. But I felt like the Lord had spoken that to me, and God lets you know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's you know, God's a just God. That if you've been lying to these players all their lives, all their time that they played with you, and even after they left, and their families are trying to deal with this man with dramatic brain injury, who's not the husband he used to be, he's not the father he used to be, and he's doing like not Tony Dorsett, but
there was a recent football player who I believe he killed himself and his family.
Yeah, Junior Seau. Yeah.
And Deion Sanders was at the point of killing himself. He was about to drive his car off the edge of a cliff, and outside the grace of God, God stopped him with that. But I believe Tony Dorsett, I think he's going through the same situation. And
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot. But the whole thing is, but if you told you're okay, if you were told you're okay, and to me, it's like, wow, God knew this day was going to come because he said it. It was a headline in the newspaper. This is NFL postpones all games until answer is found. And believe me, that's a huge litigation that would be taking place. That obviously it's about to be, you know, we ain't seen nothing. Mm-hmm. The bullying's been coming. If this is true, if they have been hiring doctors to lie to these men and women to do that, that's truly bullying. That is, and there needs to be that. This is what I see secondly is, so what is that stadium going to be used for? Mm. Hey, it looks like an end time harvest to me. What do you think?
That's right.
Filling with men and women crying out to God. Who's the God TV?
Wendy and Alec.
Wendy and Alec. And Wendy got that prophetic word, stadiums filled, crying out. And I just feel all these things is just going to converge. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We might as well use the stadium for something.
Come on.
What I'm saying? Let's just fill it with the worship of God and that presence of God drawing people in, just like Robin was drawn in, drawing people from all around the world. Worship of God, preparing for our Lord's return. We were just talking about a prophetic word that was given by John Paul Jackson. NFL postpones all games until answer is found. And then I shared what the Lord laid on my heart about what I'm seeing, how these stadiums, why they're going to be empty, why the stadiums are going to be empty. That's a lot of stadium. What do you do with that? Mm-hmm. And it just made us start pondering, you know, what have we seen God do in stadiums? That's, I remember, right, you know, Promise Keepers had events in stadiums, and stadiums are built for men, you know, women too, but I'm just talking about, men can relate so well to that. But I remember, I don't know if it was Oklahoma or what, but there was this truck driver that was driving down the road, and they have this Promise Keepers meeting in the middle of, it was probably Denver, maybe in Denver's Mile High Stadium, but I don't know how you get a truck going by Mile High Stadium, but Brett could tell us. And, but he heard this huge roar coming out of the stadium. The anointing was so strong. He pulled his truck over and he was just convicted because he heard this big, it was coming out of this big stadium. Yeah. He's roaring out of the stadium.
Wow.
And he falls down on his knees and he gives his life to God on the side of the road.
Wow.
Because of the power of God. Remember going through Washington, D.C. and how powerful that was with everybody, just all these believers coming after God, just thousands.
Converging.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Birmingham. Was it Birmingham?
Birmingham.
It was wet. Men.
Yeah.
And it didn't stop them. We were just worshiping the Lord and sopping wet. That was amazing.
Yeah, Birmingham. And then it makes me think about when I had to pay you to go to one. Did I have to pay you or something?
Ooh.
This is back when he was a believer.
That was after
he
left me.
He was. Did I leave? Oh, well,
he left me.
We actually
left me.
We don't have a lot of time to talk about that. Let's just move on. That thank God I did.
Yeah, that was God.
We could have stayed there forever,
but
right?
You could have chose somebody else to leave with.
Well, you know, it's the taskmaster that leads us to Christ.
There you go, hey.
And they kept you humble, didn't they?
That was my test.
That was his test.
Oh my goodness!
Again,
again.
Anyway, and so Pat and I were working together at that time in the plastics business, and we had a chance to go to a Promise Keepers event that was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, you, Vince, and Bill. Yeah. And
perfect hair, Bill.
Oh, perfect hair. Both of them. Both of those.
Both hairs.
Yeah. Both hairs. And we had a great time. I know that Bill had been on a fast. He'd been fasting for quite some time. I don't know, a good 2 hours. And when he broke his fast, he broke it on New Orleans spicy food. I just can't go into details, but there was really humorous moments.
Yikes.
When we were there. And but we went into, we're not going to have a lot of time probably to talk about all that, but we went into the stadium. And we're just finding out too. We didn't know this then, but John was in there as well. And this is 1996.
Yeah,
man, you're getting old.
I know, right?
In 1996, And
but not as old as you.
Oh,
yeah, you will be here one day. I've noticed it.
There goes something else is going to. Multiple anniversaries.
There's enough things that have happened to you already. It's like blood pouring. You showed me.
There's a whole lot of light going on over there.
You got a whole audience laughing behind you over there. Anyway, getting back to the stadium. And so we were going to go to this Promise Keepers event in 2009. And they had it in New Orleans. And there was, you know, just.
1996.
The entire city of New Orleans was closed down. They had one guy working at the McDonald's.
One.
You had like 4,000 men lined up for something from McDonald's, and one guy would pick a piece of toast, he'd put it in the thing, he'd come back and sell it to you and ring it up on the register.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, we get into the stadium, and it's just filled with men who are about to worship God. You had Franklin Graham there, who was given the salvation message, I believe, on Friday night. And just the power of God was just so powerful.
Very.
And there's nothing like a whole bunch of men who love God, who are just aggressively going after God, who've built relationships with each other, because there's a whole bunch of small men's groups that were there as well. And God just showing up in such a powerful way.
Powerful.
And that was this time that God turned your heart powerfully to your son. Remember that?
He sure did.
That was powerful.
That was amazing. You know, I didn't have a real close relationship with my son at that time, and walked into the stadium. We were like way, way up high. I remember walking down the railing and just looking down at all these men. They were just everywhere. Mm-hmm. They were singing and worshiping God. There was a guy speaking. I don't know what he was talking about, but whatever he said, under the anointing, God just grabbed hold of my heart. I mean, we were just still walking to our seats. Mm. I remember this like it was yesterday. And, I mean, my heart just turned inside out, inside my chest. I mean, I was just literally like, oh, my God, my heart was just broken. I mean, it was just shredded instantly for my son.
Wow.
And he was really young at that time, probably 5 years old. And, it was on that day God just turned me on a dime. He says, basically, you better, you know, get back in your boy's life.
Yeah.
Get in his life, mentor him, just whatever you got to do. And that's exactly what I did.
And that's one of the driving, you know, what God is saying. He says, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, that he would send Elijah and he would turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the children to the fathers, or I'll smite the earth with a curse. And just being in the presence of God, worshiping God. And that's been God's, in our heart, God has laid that in. And God alone, with Pat, God turns his heart. Mm-hmm. And so many things, we can't even go into details, how the enemy's turning your children and they're away from you.
Mm. Yeah.
And you have to fight. You have to fight to stay in their life, fight to stay in that place as a father. Mm-hmm. But the way that you successfully do that is only in God. God will do that. And I'm telling you, when you do it with God, who is Father of us all, everything works out. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us
and our sponsors and our underwriters. If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars. We believe without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.